Dame la juca para atrás, hombre.
Yula,
comienza
a hablar. Oh, shit, buenos días a todo el mundo. How's everybody doing this weekend? How's everybody doing? ¿Cómo todo el mundo está haciendo hoy? How's everybody doing? Bueno,
hombre, ¿quién le dio droga por ahí antes de llegar?
Can you ask my question? What you been smoking?
Juca, Zomo, Zomo juca.
That's my pet peeve with Yula. Here, this whole show. Él todo lo hace bien. The only thing with him is that he talks like he's on Sábado Gigante. Have you noticed?
But Julio, I'm doing great, though.
How's Mi gente, ¿cómo están? Aquí con ustedes, El Chacal, el segmento pa afuera.
Yo, es verdad
¿Cómo
que...
¿Cómo ustedes? Estamos aquí.
Es verdad que hay muchos haters aquí.
No, haters, no, pero mi hermano, así,
yo,
pero
así que yo hablo, manega,
déjame hablar. Así es que tú hablas. No, así yo... es que él habla, así que yo hablo, manega, dime. Tú no hablas de que... Bueno, señores, estamos ahora aquí con ustedes en la calle. Pásenme la juca.
Okay, Mr. Nueva York, how are you doing today, man?
Yo, I'm doing fantastic,
how's,
bro.
How was your weekend, man?
Oh, man, my weekend.
I bet it was crazy. I didn't get invited. Did y'all know? I didn't get invited. So
tú no puedes coger esos coros por ahí, hombre.
Think about you at the
no
moment.
Te queremos dañar tan temprano.
Ay, ya te me dañan hace mucho.
No.
Espérate.
Ustedes saben que Views, the last episode was her first episode with us, right? Y de ese primer episodio aquí a este segundo episodio que ella está haciendo con nosotros... ¿Tú sabes los días en que me han mandado a mí? Ya yo no puedo subir nada a Instagram que si no es preguntándome por
ella,
Views.
Ella es la dueña de tu
que,
show.
Sí, ya. Que por qué nosotros no habíamos traído a Views desde el comienzo. Que ya...
Facts.
Yo, you know what the most disrespectful shit ever?
What?
Which one?
Niggas have started hitting us up. Like, me up, the show, and Views directly para llevársela para otro show.
Hay que
cortarle la cabeza, coño.
Can you say names or no free
promo? Es una falta de respeto.
No.
I'm not going to put people in the spot,
but I just feel like it's really disrespectful that they're doing that because honestly, you know.
You actually cannot think of that way. You got to think that we're actually doing something good.
¿A dónde estaban esa gente cuando Vio estaba en su casa haciendo nada de vaga, arrascándose la nalga? Ahora ella está aquí con nosotros trayendo una vibra nueva, una vibra... una fragancia nueva, Victoria's Secret, y ahora todo el mundo le quiere tirar para pa darle contrato. No, ella está bien aquí trabajando de gratis. Déjenmela acá.
Guys, ladies and gentlemen,
empieza el show, Víctor. Tanta mierda que uno habla aquí.
I no speak English, I no sé inglés. Si me dicen how are you, yo le digo yes.
What's goody, what's goody?
Buenos días, señores, buenos días. Bueno, si dice radio, entonces.
¡Buenos días, coño! ¡Buenos días, coño!
Se leyó el CD con el productor.
¡Diablo!
Buenos días, señores,
¡que lo voten para afuera!
Welcome back, episode 3 in the building. Tenemos un pequeño episodio hoy.
You would say that, because I'm here, right? Because I'm here, that's why.
Yo quiero saber a qué tú te refieres.
No, no, señores, señores. Hoy con nosotros en la mesa tenemos a una pequeña figura.
Un pequeño piso.
Pero yo lo tengo más grande, ¿qué fue?
¡Ey!
¿Quién te preguntó?
Por eso que
está lo mío.
Déjame introducirte.
Ok.
Déjame introducir.
Este vino a matar a todo el mundo,
coño.
Ya.
Let me introduce you, my friend. What's the problem here? The problem is the little people, pero the big mouth. My God. Coño, falta respeto. A ti no te enseñaron modal en tu casa, fucking bitch.
Yo.
Fucking bitch.
Bueno, señores, ustedes lo han visto a él tirándose from the top row. Él es un wrestling. Él boxea. Yeah. Hey, shout out to RBX, Rumble in the Bronx. We was there this weekend. Shout out to Killer Mike. Cállate, déjame, yo no he terminado. Este hombre tiene un repertorio grandísimo, Views. Déjame seguir.
Diablo, coño, hasta que me
ese
calle.
Hombre ha hecho vaina que ni tú.
Toma,
así
fuma,
que,
fuma.
Oye.
A su corte.
A su corte. Tú eres malo. ¿Cómo que a su corte edad? Dejen su vaina, dejen su vaina.
Diablo.
Vamos a introducirlo como es, que esto merece el respeto. Que él es luchador, invicto, undefeated. Él es boxeador, undefeated. Él hace comedia en Instagram poniéndose
Undefeated.
Le robó la carrera a otra persona por ahí de nombre.
Wow.
I just wanna chill. Señores y señores, en la mesa con nosotros hoy vamos a estar conversando con Rafisi. Yes. Un aplauso.
Un aplauso, por favor.
One clapping. Ok. No, esto no es una entrevista. Este show no es de entrevista. Este show, él está sentado en la mesa y va a conversar con nosotros. We're gonna, you know, whatever we're talking about, he's gonna chime in, but I don't want to make this an interview. Right, I don't know when was the last time you got laid. I don't know when was the last time you grew an inch. I don't know when you did this. That's, you know, I don't give a fuck.
I heard you saw it, so I don't know if you know how big it got before.
Whoa.
What's up with this? I've seen Rafizi's dick.
What?
I've seen it.
Hold on. I want to see if he's lying. Was it big or small?
Nah, it's big.
Hey, there you go.
It's big.
Why are you smiling and looking at me? Can you tell us the story, though? Why was
how
he smiling and looking at me?
Yo no sé si es porque...
¡Muévete para allá!
Ustedes tienen una fantasía rara con ese enano.
No, él me está... Dios.
Yo no sé si es porque está pegado de un hombre chiquito o porque es verdad y grande, pero él tiene una vaina grande. Ahí la verdad hay que decirla. Yo la vi y dijo, ¡guau! ¡Wow!
Niggas poking me.
Yo. Tú ves que Yula a veces sale con una vena rarísima.
Question. You mind telling us the story how you saw it? Because I ain't get to see it.
I'm gonna tell you the story. I'm gonna tell you the story, but at the end. I'm gonna leave it for the end. I'm gonna tell you the story of how
I saw it a few times.
I saw it a few times.
Damn, I thought it was only
few
one.
Times. I think I only showed it to you once.
What?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, I don't know what you're
talking about. My friend, why you say, oh my God.
I can't sleep over his house.
I see you peeping.
What? You slept over his house? Y tú solo enseñaste.
No, oh, eso no es la historia. No. I seen Rafizi Pipi a few times, pero I'm gonna tell you at the end how many times I see and why I see it. Oh my Porque Rafizi es un hombrecito freco. Anyway, señores, este episodio has been brought to you by Zomo. Zomo Flavors. Jula, which is the son of Zomo.
Coño, Zomo Flavors.
Yo creo que tú le expliques un ching de lo que es Zomo Flavor,
No, que Zomo, es que Zomo is self-explanatory. Like, these flavors are amazing. They so straight to the point. Tan bueno, they amazing
you.
Views you have smoked there. I believe Papi as well.
Acai bowl is my
favorite. They actually got two, like, what is it? World class and classic flavors.
Blueberry fire.
Blueberry. See, everybody got their
dragon,
own specific.
My dragon wall is fire.
Esos son unos nombres rarísimos.
Just the names alone.
Yo, if you
want to
open up your girl's walls, if you know what I'm talking about, try that dragon wall. Try that dragon walls from Zomo. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the proud sponsors of No Speak English podcast, Zomo. You can find them on Zomo America on Instagram, ZomoAmerica.com. Shout out to them. That's what we're smoking right now in studio. By the way, let me remind you, you can watch this podcast on YouTube.
Spotify.
Hey, entonces... ¿cómo le fue la semana a ustedes? How was your week, Victor?
Mine wasn't as good.
No te pregunté a ti, espera tu turno. Pero hay que preguntarle al productor primero.
Espérate, la dama primero.
Ya está, girls go first.
Como ella es la cara de este programa.
And I'm,
hay que dejarla para último.
And ladies first, but if you want Victor to go first, like ladies first, he could go.
Tú ves, por eso
es que se matan la gente.
That's a big bitch.
Hey.
Yo.
Eso lo traemos por acá.
No te metas con el productor. El productor te apaga.
Eso es mi hermano. Eso es mi hermano.
Ahora tú.
Yo lo quiero más.
How was your weekend, guys? The people want to know. What's up? What you guys been up to?
My weekend was pretty great. I did a photo shoot for my dog, which is, he's not here today and y'all didn't fucking notice.
Boo.
Quack, quack. And he got sick and I spent like $1,000 so my pockets hurt. Y'all want to donate?
We're going to do a GoFundMe for you.
Y'all want to donate?
Pero muchacha, con $1,000.
You know how to count? You know how to count? Don't count on me.
Con $1,000 yo voy a Santo Domingo y te pongo una finca. ¿Tú quieres perro? Vámonos para Santo Domingo con $1,000 y te compro todos los perros que tú quieras, todos los viralados.
They come from DR.
Rafizi, how was your weekend, Rafizi?
Oh, my weekend was great. Hang out with the family, play some dominoes. I didn't do much, but hey, family matters, right?
That's true, no. Rafizi. No te apures, que un día tú vas a ser grande, Rafizi. Jula, how was your week? Jula,
my weekend was amazing, but it was a disaster.
Nah, we had
it
a crazy
was
a, weekend.
No, we had a blast.
Damn,
like,
I know. I could
painted,
tell from the side.
I painted one side of Mr. Nova York's
that shit. That shit disgusting.
Yo. Qué desastre.
Yo, but we got, what was it? We went to upstate, right?
We went to a mansion in upstate. We was chilling with one of my boys up there.
I started
grabbing somebody's meat from the.
Hey,
yo! Y me la agarré.
Eso es que me va a hacer lo rojo.
Hey, yo. Explícate.
La carne para cocinar. Yo la agarré del refrigerator. Y empecé a cocinar. Yo no, yo empecé a sazonar y a cocinar.
Un hombre que no sabe cocinar.
Hágale, hágale.
El cuento es de este weekend que yo y Yula nos fuimos para una mansión upstate. Entonces, Yula tiene la vaina de que nosotros vamos a un liquor store y él siempre quiere estar probando vainas diferentes, vainas raras. Like, stick to what you know. Like, yo voy a una liquor store y si hay patrón, eso es lo que yo bebo. Yo voy a una discoteca, patrón, el patrón, el patrón. Yo no me pongo a inventar que esta agüita que viene de Saudi Arabia, que esto, que esta botella está linda, que no, que UKA.
¿Qué pasa? I don't know.
On our way to the mansion, we stop at a liquor store. I grab my patrón bottle and Jula's like, yo, have you ever seen this bottle? This shit got a signature on it. Hay una botella que como que le escribieron y ya por eso él quiere probar la botella.
Did you even stay with the fucking bottle?
Anyway,
nah,
oye. Anyway, he buys that bottle. I buy my Patron, he buys that bottle. We drive, we make our way all the way up to the mansion. So we chilling, whatever. There's beers there, so we start drinking beers. Cuando llegamos, hay pile mujeres, tú sabes que Yula, un hombre soltero, un hombre amigable y vaina. Él
too
comienza,
friendly.
Él comienza, que tú bebes y que yo bebo, que tú bebes y que yo bebo, whatever. Entonces, llegamos al patrón. Está bien, el patrón, vamos a... We all gonna drink Patron. We drank the Patron. Yula no soltó un vaso nunca. Yula, acabándose... El vaso de Yula tenía un hoyo.
Eso es verdad.
Cuando Yula en una...
La garganta de coño
con óyeme, con la botella de patrón, cuando se acaba, Yula dice, tengo hambre, hombre. Estamos en una casa ajena. Yula se desaparece. Yula se desaparece. En una, yo me pongo a la mente, yo venga, y yo, yes, what's that grill? Like, I smell grill, like, I smell chicken grilling. Like, when we got here, I didn't see the grill on. Like, everybody was in the pool, whatever. And then I got a little hungry because I smelled it.
That shit was smelling mad good, though,
yo,
right?
I go to the grill. This nigga Jula grilling on somebody else's grill. Entonces, cuando yo le pregunto a la gente, oh, ¿y hay comida? Entonces, you know what they say? Yo no sé. Jula fue y abrió una nevera y encontró una carne y la puso.
Yo.
I'm like, yo, my mans. No.
Yo, he on the Rafisi level.
He shit. Ni Rafisi.
Si sabe cómo me pongo, ¿para qué me invitan?
Y eso, cuando él se acordó que no tiene un trago en la mano, entonces esa botella rara que compró, él la abrió y comenzó a repartir esa gasolina.
Oh.
Well, anyways, se acaba la noche. Camino a la casa. We driving home. I'm driving Jula home. And like, we on the highway. En una, I hit a speed bump and Jula's like sleeping, right? So his neck, like his neck rolls, right?
His neck broke.
And then I see him from my peripherals, like his neck rolls, right? And then he opens his eyes, right? And he barely looks at me. And then he's like, yo, bro, I think I got a vomit. My man, do you have to vomit or you do not? Porque aquí no se puede parar en ningún lado. Vamos a 80 millas por hora. Si tú vas a vomitar, métete la cabeza en la poloche y vomítate arriba. So I was like, nah, I can't do this. So I was trying to find the nearest exit. By the time I saw the nearest exit, his head was already out the window. Tú ves la escena de Fast and the Furious cuando Paul Walker is like drifting
rest
at the cliff
Paul
and
Walker.
Shit. And then like viene un helicóptero y lo agarra and The Rock grabs the helicopter with his head.
That was Jula.
Yo, how? That was Jula outside of the car. Vomit. Oye, el carro mío lo tengo pintado de vómito de Jula.
Oh, you vomited.
Facts. I think it's still there.
It's still there. Yo no lo he lavado. ¿Tú sabes por qué, Víctor? Cada vez que yo veo eso, that's a memory. Es una historia que yo hago. I see that and I laugh. Like,
I felt mad bad.
Like, that was a good experience I had with my boy Jula. Like, you know, so I don't want to watch it yet.
Brothers now, like, shit.
That was our weekend. And then the day after, we went to Rumble in the Bronx.
Facts.
Shout out to Rumble in the Bronx. It's an underground fighting club at the end of the day.
That's where Rafreezy got his 6-0. And by mistake got the 6, but
by mistake.
This nigga put his hands behind his back and just started. He was like, "Yo, beat me up." They had to stop it.
Y'all had it. Y'all had it controlled.
Rafizi, how do you defend those allegations?
Listen, the only way I can defend it is if I'm going to call you out, but I can't call you out, though. You know?
Why not?
Because if I call you out, you got to be on your knees.
Oh, hey.
Oh, listen. Yo, I'm talking about he has to be eye to eye, not eye to dick. Like,
wow.
I'm
going
to have to be laying down if it's like that. Nigga.
No,
Yo, pero fresco. You don't want it with me, but it's all right.
Oh.
No, I can't fight you.
Yo, I think it's against the law to threaten a little person, Jula.
It's against the law. Why?
It's against the law. You can't. Tú no puedes abusar, ¿sí?
How you beat a brolic or fucking this nigga got have steroids on him?
Vaya, Rafi, si te muerde los tobillos, ¿qué tú vas a hacer? Yo, I've known Rafizi for like 6 years now, 5 years.
Right. Oh, that's how he got his 6-0?
No, like 5 years, yeah. Like
five.
Rafizi se mudó de Miami y él vino para acá y comenzó a hacer video. Y hace triple.
Y que se puso el lambón.
I swear, nobody, if I ever come out with a movie, you're going to be the director.
Oh. I got you.
Because you've been
¿y tú crees que Nueva York sirve para eso?
Of course he is, man.
Nueva York no tiene cara de eso, ese trabajo de Victor.
Nueva York's tall as hell. He sees everything from down here.
Búscale en un trofeo. No, las risas son gratis. Vamos a regalarle una. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to our next sponsor. Our next sponsor is Candela Mama Juana.
Damn, can I
Señores,
get a bottle?
Yo estoy que estoy adicto. Yo creo, can you get addicted to that? Because I think
I'm
addicted to that.
I don't know
yo,
if you can, but I
was looking forward to today just to fucking have this because yo no tengo un bottle.
Yo, y'all don't understand.
I was looking forward to this.
You guys do not understand the taste of this Mama Juana. Like,
and it just got here. That shit is more than
that.
That
shit
weight.
Is so sweet. It's smooth. You don't even taste, like, you don't feel like you're drinking alcohol.
Let me ask you a
it's
question.
It's so smooth.
Do y'all collect bottles? Like there's
I don't collect
bottle,
them, pero yo me lo bebo.
Like recoge basura en la calle.
No, meaning like you buy a bottle, like, diablo, esta no me la voy a beber. So what my point
that
was like, yo, Candela is
collect.
One of them like that. Like, I have it right there in my bottle. Like, nobody's drinking this shit.
Oh, pero viene la mesa para acá, bebésela de nosotros.
Él viene a gastar la botella nosotros y no se bebe la
sí,
de
claro, no, Candela.
Anyways, you can find Candela on Drink Candela on Instagram. You can find them drinkcandela.com. Shout out. Those are my people.
Candela.
Ustedes saben.
Candela, dame candela.
Ustedes saben que nosotros
this
hacemos.
This shit will have me on candela too. Not gonna flex. I be leaving here trying to get some.
Tú lo que estás borracha ya.
Yeah, this shit be getting me lit. I ain't even gonna flex.
Esta mierda.
Ustedes saben que nosotros estamos ahora haciendo preguntas en Instagram, mi vaina, porque la gente. Yo quiero. Eventually, we're gonna be accepting calls into the podcast. Like, we're gonna be talking with people.
Nice.
Can we do pranks at one point?
Yeah, we can add that. We can add that. And views. Como tú te has convertido en solo una semana una parte tan popular de este programa. Yo creo que es justo darte tu propio segmento.
Oh.
So we're going to give you a nice little 5-10 minute segment on your own para que te pueda desahogar y vaina y darle a la gente lo que ellos quieren, que views. We're going to give you views
so
from
special.
Views. Hey, views from views.
Views
from views.
I like that.
That's catchy.
Anyways, views from views, right? I don't speak
like
English.
That.
Oof.
Like
I need a copyright
fire.
That. Ustedes saben, entonces yo
I'm
hice pregunta, yo le pregunté a Instagram, al Instagram mío, what are your questions for the cast of No Speak English?
Okay.
And this week's question, I think, is dope because it's going to get to know us a little bit more, right?
Okay.
Nosotros ninguno usamos el nombre que está en el pasaporte, ni en la residencia, ni en los papeles falsificados que nos dieron.
Somebody wearing that name on their neck.
Vaya so no they asked, you know, they asked me, how did you come up with the name Mr. Nueva York? So I want to go around the room and ask everybody, why do you have the name you have on social media? And I want to start with our producer of VL13 Films.
Bitch,
fuck you.
So, Victor, dale, why are you known as VL13 Films on Instagram?
So, my
the
name
bitch
is.
13.
Que te calle la maldita boca, coño, déjame hablar.
Tú sabes que tú tienes el poder de apagar el micrófono.
No, yo la voy a pillar, la voy a sacar del programa.
Por la mano.
Para que se le pierdan todo. Diablo, me van a botar. So, la cara del programa.
Ah, pues, ¿dónde que ya se va a caer? Me avisa. Yo me quedo
I'm
aquí.
Sorry, go ahead, my love.
So, my name is Victor.
Sork.
Yo, tú eras, coño.
My name no hay felicidad. La felicidad aquí no dura.
Y tú también, también.
Yo, I wish you would have had such shit to him, yo.
No, este es mi tiempo de hablar.
Dale,
I'm
verdad,
sorry,
verdad,
I'm
verdad,
sorry.
Tú ves,
no, views, that.
So, my name is Victor. My last name is Liz. So VL13, 13 the day I was born. So VL13, films.
Oh. And what you why you got films in there?
Because I do videos and photography.
El fotógrafo de tu fotógrafo. Yo siempre lo digo y lo voy a decir. Si no fuera por Victor, Mr. Nueva York no tuviera a dónde está. Porque Victor Liz es que me ha grabado casi todos los videos míos que están en mi Instagram. Victor Liz me está pegando los cuernos con otro tigre por ahí.
Yo.
Por eso es que ustedes no ven
Wow.
Por eso que ustedes no ven muchos videos en mi página ahora.
Todo el mundo que le tira a Víctor que deje de estar pegando cuernos, coño.
Porque yo y Víctor, era todos los días juntos. Yo y Víctor era todos los días juntos. Y ahora Víctor se encontró otro amiguito por ahí y me tiene a mí abandonado. Entonces ya la página mía está sufriendo. Pero Toto, no le pare.
Que sufra.
No, I'll see you up there, bro. Jula. Jula. Why do they call her Jula?
Jula. I used to hang out in the block a lot. And I guess I used to look like an A-Rap and I used to wear chains and everything.
Now you used to lie. You look like A-Rap.
I look like A-Rap. Nah,
I feel like every time I see you,
I get a lot. Like,
I feel like I
want to
say Assalamu Alaikum every time I see you. Like, I want to bow my head and shit. I feel like ordering a chopped cheese every time I see Jula. I feel like I want to get my ring appraised when I see Jula. I feel like I want to buy a car.
You
want to
get on your knees and start praying.
But yeah, so from there, it was actually the jeweler, and then I would just cut it down to Jula because you know. I gotta make it unique.
Un flow. So instead of jeweler, now you Jula.
It's Jula.
The Jula.
I like Jula.
His real name is Jose Feliciano.
Yes, I know, but
why you have your Instagram name as J.
So I just did it as like to cut it down because obviously I started a little company doing deliveries of hookah. So I put J.S_hookah. So instead of putting Jula's hookah. I just did.
Yeah, that's
like
easy
that.
To find like that.
Yeah, J.S, you know, so it's better, you know.
Why you got the S in it?
Jula's, like Jula's. Jula's hookah. I can't put Jula hookah. Sounds mad trash.
Jula.
Rafizi, your name is not Rafizi, obviously.
Well, my name is Rafael.
It's like a short nickname, right?
Yeah.
Wow, again.
No, I didn't know. It's a short nickname. That's why my name is Rafael Acosta, but like the reason why
it's fucking bachatero.
No,
es un bachaterito.
You need to drop that mix.
Yo, you gotta put on the button.
Déjalo hablar, coño.
Bueno.
You're trying to be like me.
Bendición, mamá.
Es que ese hombre chiquito hay que defenderlo.
Bendición, mamá.
The reason why I show my muscles, so like when people look at me, they think twice to bully me, you know?
Dale, Rafizi.
Déjalo
hablar, hombre.
No, so the reason why I got Rafizi, because, you know, there was one time I was hanging out with somebody, and that somebody was like, yo, you a cool guy. You a easy outgoing guy, so you should, you know, I call you Rafizi because you're easy going. So I said, okay, Rafizi sounds dope. There's a lot of history under my name, so I don't want to use it. I want to use it for the day I really get interviewed. So that's the reason why, you know, my name is Rafizi.
Oh, so we can get the whole info.
Well.
Wow. You know what next?
Hey, talk to me after the show, baby.
Oh,
his girl found a leave his ass.
No, no está enamorando al cojo views.
What are you taking?
No está enamorando views.
To McDonald's, what the fuck?
Hey,
Happy
meal. Oh, you can eat
that. That's his meal. He get the, you know, the kids meal.
Views.
You look like a kid's meal.
Views.
So why did I get my Instagram name? Well, my middle name is Vista in Spanish, and I translated it to views. Then, you know, it became
Habla
a
mal
thing.
Paso, esto no es contado. A ti no te están cobrando por palabra.
Es la candela que la está
Man,
poniendo
así. I was getting paid for la palabra. My bad.
Habla el paso, que no es...
So, my middle name is Vista.
De aquí no te van a deportar. Habla el paso.
I'm a citizen, but thank you. So, my name is Vista. Well, my middle name is Vista. So, one
like
day,
Windows Vista. Like.
No, it's like the view.
Oh.
Okay, like la vista que tú tienes cuando tú vas para Jarabacoa, se pues.
Like, yo no soy de Jarabacoa, de Vista.
Yo dije cuando tú vas. déjame hablar.
Yo soy de Baní.
It's not like a whole commercial.
Well, anyways, it's my middle name. One day I was like looking into it like, damn, why my parents did that to me? So,
te quiero.
Yo me amo. So then I translated it and it came up to views. So I started using views instead of my first name. And then one day, you know, I was on Instagram. I used to have a weird ass username before. And then I was like, oh, let me just put views from mommy. So, you know, I thought I was a mommy. So, you know, you get the views from mommy, which
like
is
you got
views
kids
from
and
me.
Shit? You thought you was a mom?
No, I thought like, you know, when you be like, Diablo, mommy, tú estás buena.
Cualquiera te agarra y te hace perder maldad.
Así mismo, coño. So that's how I came up with my Instagram name. So yeah,
that's cute. That's a cute story. Adorable.
Can I get a follow back?
Oh!
I'm gonna think about it.
She found me.
The guy's gonna high five you for
so
this.
Nobody gonna ask me so why they call me.
Why did you get that name?
Ain't nobody care about you.
No le pregunte. First of all, he's the second face out of here. You're probably the last.
Wow. Wow.
Like Mr. Navajo, like how'd
because
you get your name?
Because I don't get along with you. That's why you're all the way on that side.
Oye, a mí me dicen algo así. Empezó a traer todo.
Estas dos gente aquí.
Este perrito lleva.
Chachos. Vamos a tener que llevarlo para Brandon Boy in the Bronx para que se pongan los guantes.
No, I would never fight views. Nah. She's such a sweetheart.
We got
so,
love.
Mr. Nova, háblame. What about you, bro? What about you, Mr. Nova?
Eso es como el álbum de aventura, Love and Hate.
Nah, that's a tough love.
Laugh now, cry later.
It's my nigga. Yo, you trying to make fun of me? Yo, Mr. Nova York.
He was in his bag on his way over here.
Yo quiero que Romeo no diga a nosotros.
¿Por
qué le pusieron Nueva
York? No, que Romeo el diablo. Romeo me conoce a mí. Yo estoy para allá. Romeo dice que está tarde, viene ahorita. Romeo le está dando a Alessandra. Anyway, so... Mr. Nova York, I actually gave the name to myself. It's not like everybody else that some other people give them nicknames. Like, my nickname in high school was Big John for obvious reasons. Obligado.
I mean, you are pretty
big. I was big, and my name is John, so Big John. But when I got into social media, mi hermana, ¿tú crees que yo soy Yula?
Oh!
¿Cómo así?
Déjame hablar.
Yo, what you mean?
Cállese.
He tried to put you in the spot.
So, Mr. Nova York is actually, is inspired by, a movie I saw. Everybody knows the movie. It's a very popular Dominican movie. Balbuena en Nueva York.
Ay, sí. Yo me recuerdo.
¿Te recuerdas?
Sí.
Es que más campesina que esa, Dios.
I don't know what that movie is.
Es que tú eres de México. Tú lo que ves es el Capulín Colorado. Usted no sabe de eso. Háblele a él de la vieja del 61. Fue sin querer queriendo. That show, whatever that show was. So my uncle, right, when he first came from DR, tuve que antes en los aviones ellos permitían maletas de 70 libras. It was like them big square ass suitcases. Cuando él vino, él se quedó con nosotros un par de meses. And the first day he got to the house, él abrió la maleta y comenzó a repartir. Tú sabes que ellos siempre están repartiendo dulce, almendra, vainas raras, rarísimas.
Diablo, yo quiero.
En la maleta, él trajo esa película. Y yo vi I saw the poster, and it was a Dominican-ass dude carrying a bag.
¿Se parecía a ti?
Claro, yo, he did, though, back in the day. I had a fro just like him. So I took that disc, and I put it in the DVD. You know, back in the day, they used to have the TVs with the built-in DVDs in the front?
Yeah, I used to have one of those.
So I used to have one of those.
You had to blow in that shit, man?
No, you're talking about a Nintendo 64, sir.
No.
Oh, no. Whoever blew into their TV.
Yeah, nigga, shit. I had a rough childhood, bro. I had a rough childhood, bro.
Por eso es que él está rucucututú en la cabeza. My man's Jula trying to stick a tongue in the TV, trying to figure out why it's not changing.
Nah, nigga, I'm gonna tell you why I'm like this. I'm gonna tell you why I'm like this later.
Alright, so I put the movie in, and it's this Dominican ass guy. Like, he got his papers to go to United States, and once he gets to United States, he's talking this broken English, thinking he's doing mad shit. Like
the hookah's trash.
Yeah. So that's where Mr. Nueva York came from, Balbuena en Nueva York. So I just took the Nueva York and I put Mr. in front of it. Because I feel, at this point, I could say that I represent the Latino community. So Mr. Nueva York, the Latino community in Nueva York.
Un aplauso.
That's,
you deserve it.
And I feel
it.
Like you dead ass dude, though.
That's where it came from. Mr. Nueva York from Luisito Martín, rest in peace.
Yo te exploto, Mr. Nueva York.
Yo, my favorite quote, bro, from the movie is, mira, Fellito. Yo no te exploto aquí porque yo no quiero llenar esto de mierda. That's my favorite quote from the movie.
Hey, yo. Honestly, I felt like you have became that picture of the Latinos in here.
Thank you, Views. Thank you.
So, I just wanted to get that out of my chest.
Esto es como quiere gratis, Views, así que aquí no hay cuarto.
That's a fact.
Diablo. ¿Alguien me quiere de otro show?
Ya lo está pensando.
Que me pague,
entonces,
let me ask Views this, right? Yeah. Now that she says that. Si un programa, vamos a decir...
I'm gonna head out. Have a good night, Pa.
No, come. No, there's a real question. Stay. Let's say 105.1. Let's say the Breakfast Clubs. Or let's say Hot 97.
I'll be honored.
They call you and they say, yo, we want to give you a segment on our show. We're going to give you $100,000.
Oof.
Tú no abandonarías a nosotros y te fuera por los cuartos.
Well, I'll talk to you guys first before I even make the decision because it is a personal decision. So whatever
decision, don't talk to us.
First of all, I'll think about like the decision with myself and then I'll bring it up to you guys And I'll probably invest in this so we could come up together as a team.
Oh, no me hagas llorar. Porque es habladora.
Habladora.
Tú me estás diciendo a mí.
Why wouldn't I invest into us when y'all was... If I wouldn't be here... Let me say this. If I wouldn't be here, right? I wouldn't be getting the attention that I'm getting now. Am I correct? Correct.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Because, you know, we repost you and everything.
Tú sabes que la gente hoy no se puede creer.
At the end of the day, this gave me the opportunity to get a bigger promotion. So at the end of the day, yes, I would work with you guys. Well, first of all, y'all casted me. I wasn't, you know.
Oh, my fault.
Sorry.
Ya, coño.
Ahí te lo voy a coño. Perdóname,
perdóname. Siempre me tiendo la palabra.
Perdóname. Always want to fuck up a cute-ass moment.
Well, you thank you, Views. Cute? Thank you, Views. And again, like, I wouldn't want it any other way. Like,
because I want to see all of us, girls. So, yes, I will invest into
muchísimas
this.
Gracias por ofreciendo la oportunidad de estar aquí como a host of the show along with us.
Thank you guys for choosing me.
And that brings us to our next sponsor. Señores y señores, con ustedes, Papi Wines. Papi Wines.
I got a bottle, guys.
Papi Wines lately... have been making me feel so romantic. Like, I'd be wanting to be romantic.
Un hombre tan grande con grano.
¿Cómo?
I don't got
that
a
wasn't
girl,
in
so
the in the script for
I don't
the
feel
film.
Romantic. I don't well, got a girl. Just me and my hookah.
Like, you know, this is Big Papi right here because it's pretty big. And it's nice, too. Hey. It gets you nice.
Nah, yeah. I'd be looking for excuses to, like, go on dates just so I could pop a bottle of Papi Wines. Like, that shit is sweet. Like, what we have today here in the studio is the rosé. Is rosé. And it's sweet. It's rose a sweeter
extra.
Note. It's champagne. It's a sweeter champagne. The fun starts here with Papi Wines. Papi Wines are softly sweet and are the go-to for the summer. Try their demi-sec flavors like Prosecco, sparkling rosé, Cabernet Sauvignon, Pinot Grigio, or Merlot. Papi Wines is made with the best grapes. That's why they are so delicious.
Oh, yeah.
No. Remember, during your staycation, disfruta con Papi Wines. To learn more about wine, you can visit them, you know where? PapiWines.com and on their Instagram, at Papi Wines. Shout out to Papi Wines. Thank you for becoming the dope sponsors that you guys have.
Can you do me a favor, Papi? This is weird ass name that said Sauvignon, some stuff like that, Papi Wines. I want to try that. Like, what is that? Is it like a wine or a champagne as well?
Is a wine. Sauvignon is a wine. We're going to talk to Papi Wine, see if they can make that happen for you,
that,
bro.
That sounds weird, and it sounds good.
So like, you can enjoy while you're sticking your tongue in your TV.
Diablo. I got no other girl. I don't got a girl.
While
so
you playing
like
with
it.
Your TV with your son.
I don't got any other girl.
I still got those pregnant TVs in my car. In my house,
what? Yo, remember those big ass TVs with the big shits in the back?
Yeah, the pregnant TVs.
Big ass montaña in the back.
Yo, you know what I thought when I first started school, right? That it was time to like get a computer because without internet you couldn't do homework.
Oh yeah. Facts.
So like I'm first generation here, so it was up to me to kind of like tell my family. Like, yo, así es que se trabaja. This is what we need. This is how we go.
Oh, you would translate for them, right?
Yeah, like, I would translate.
Be a man knowing.
And then, like, when it was time to get a computer, the flash screens have come out. Like, the flash screen monitors, they were just in the market. But before that, it was the computers with the big shits in the back.
The pregnancy.
Yeah. So, I didn't know shit about computers either.
With the three channels.
So, when they asked me, like, yo, ¿qué computadora que tú necesitas? I didn't know that the CPU was different from the monitor or nothing. So when they asked me, yo, ¿cuál es la que tú necesitas? ¿Tú quieres la pantalla plana o tú quieres la pantalla con el culo atrás? That's how they would say. They would say la televisión con el culo atrás.
Yeah.
So
la
me being stupid, I'm like, no. La televisión con el culo atrás tiene más memoria. Like, if you know about computers, you know that that's not true. The memory's in the CPU, in the box, not in the screen. So that was my little story from when I was young and ignorant and shit.
Nigga.
Talking about our young selves, like, hablando de la inocencia de nosotros.
I was an innocent.
Por eso que voy a hacer esta pregunta ahora, porque yo sé que tú eres el diablo y aquel el diablito.
Hey, yo.
¿Cuál ha sido la pelea más grande que a ti te han dado en tu vida y por qué?
La pela,
like hit. Well, like spanking, like golpe.
Diablo.
Like, ¿cuál ha sido el golpe más grande que tu padre o quien sea que te crió te ha dado a ti en tu vida?
Yeah. Honestly, that shit gonna... I feel like I would do that shit to my kids one day probably because, like, my dad used to live here and I was... Well, I was born in DR, guys, if y'all didn't know. So
I could tell by the accent.
Oh, okay. Anyways. Yeah. Diablo, qué falta de respeto en este maldito show, coño. Anyways.
Desahógate, mami.
My dad used to go twice a year for like a month. So I was used to sleeping with my mom because she had the AC. So when my dad would come, we have to go in a room and sleep with a fan. So one day I started crying while my dad was trying to, you know, get freaky with my mom's
un polvito,
shit.
Una vaina.
Te quería tirar su polvito. And I'm crying like, yo, I'm hot. And my dad was like, oh, tú tienes calor. So he, me entró en la bañera y con que sacó una correa yo y me sacó la bañera y comenzó a darme golpe y dije, tú no tienes calor todavía. No, I was like, no, cold, no, nigga.
Tengo frío, está cayendo nieve.
Yo, I swear to God, after that, yo nunca tuve una calor. Yo, like,
más nunca vio interrumpí un polvo.
Yo me sentía bien con el abanico. I was grateful for that fucking thing.
Pero cualquiera te cae a trompar.
Yo, my mom threw me in the shower porque yo no sabía, estaba aprendiendo a leer. So she was getting...
Ay, está en alfabeto.
Getting tight.
Pasó algo. So, Víctor leyendo el libro Nacho. ¡Nacho! ¡Pa!
Nigga didn't even get to say ojos and shit. Nigga just got in the shower and started whooping his ass.
Said this book Jack
and
Gio,
when no the hill to fetch a water, water. ¡Eh, barro la water, desgraciado! ¡Pa!
They used to hit this nigga for no reason. Like, he can't even take his time beating
Clifford,
shit.
The big break. ¿Qué es lo que dice ahí? ¡Eh, dog! ¡Tu maldita madre!
¡Eh, dog! ¡Eh, dog!
¡Eh, dog! Ahí dice dog. ¿Tú no ves que ahí dice dog?
Big red bold letters.
Ah, que tú sabes leer ahora, mira. Más que una Biblia.
Yo no sé leer.
¿Todavía? Se traumatizó Víctor.
Hey, yo. Honestly. I got hit like a couple of times, yo.
Yo, and hold up. A Rafi si te daban media pela.
me dieron un fucking chicle, pero me dejé de la boca.
Oh,
no,
man.
Listen,
wow.
Did they ever hit your referees?
My like? Mother, listen. My mother, one time, the biggest pela I ever had was one time my mother, my report card. She said, listen, for every F you bring in this house, I'm going to spank you. Guess what?
Eso fue lo que te pamó a ti.
Loco. Loco, era una semana que mami me dio. Una semana. You remember the old PlayStation 2 cords?
Yeah.
With the long, with the thing?
with the extra battery.
Oh, yeah, loco. Mami would hit me. I felt like I was Kunta Kinte. I'd be like, hey, you brought an ass. Pow! Kunta Kinte, sorry, mami.
I am sorry for what I've done to you.
No, to this day, I still got... I got promise. PlayStation 2 on my back. Look.
Hey, we got merch.
That's why I told PlayStation, yo, advertise me. Get for it. Tú me quedas un Xbox One.
Oh.
I was trying to help you to get la marca.
A Yula di que le daban con la cadena de que tiene enganchado.
No, a mí me daban duro, bro. I mean, me daban duro. There was one day, bro, that I skipped school. Like, you know, there was a point that they let you go to school by yourself. Entonces, toda la familia mía se iba de la casa and I pretend I go home, I mean to school, and then I'll come home just to play on PlayStation. Para ese tiempo salió PlayStation 3. Coño.
Ah, pues tú no eres viejo,
my brother,
¿no?
my father pretend he left, came back. Yo me encontré ahí. Yo me escondí abajo de la cama. My father was like, hey, ¿quién anda ahí? Who's there? Yo, I'm telling you, when he flipped that bed like some Matrix shit. Like, yo, y me dio una maldita pela. So by that time, my father used to hit me hasta que le cansaba el hombro. But around that time, my cousin used to tell me, yo, just laugh and they stop hitting you. So
the worst shit.
Yo de pendejo, me empecé a reír.
Yo, they got you, bro.
Yo me empecé a reír. My father was like, oh, you want to laugh? All right.
Maduro,
yo, he was like, espera, man.
Ah, te está dando risa.
You know the Mexicans, they wear that big ass belt.
Oh, yeah, that
big
ass
belt.
That
big so, yo, by that time, my father had like five of them. He said, pick one.
¿Con cuál es que tú quieres que te dé?
La que tiene el gallo.
He said, te lo voy a regalar. I said, oh, I like that one. He said, yo de pendejo, yo, man, que that nigga started just... Like, I had the horse, nigga.
Oh, that's why you got that horse tattoo.
Yeah. Bueno.
To cover up ese correazo.
To cover that shit, like, yo.
Hey, yo.
That shit was fucking...
Parece los tigres del norte.
Yo.
Morí matando por ella.
So,
Yo tengo dos. A mí me dieron dos veces por dos diferentes razones.
Damn.
And those were the two biggest golpizas I ever got in my house.
Sex view.
So fue. The first one, this is the biggest one I ever got. And it wasn't even by somebody who raised me. So the first time I went to DR, that que yo tenía recolección, that I remembered being in DR. Like, I go to DR, right? And then, you know, like, the cousins over there so rápido. Like, they be teaching you shit that you don't even know.
You never knew about.
Like, you
yeah.
go over there like
Yeah, they born fans. Like, they be teaching. Like, I learned about sex in DR with my cousins. Like, in el campo.
We got my papi mommy and I try in the backyard.
Yeah, like, they would always want to play doctor and shit over there. Like,
so, beg your PBS and shit.
Yeah, like, yo, like, they were talking about Pepito stories. Like, them crazy-ass Pepito stories. Little ass, like, 11 years old and shit. So one day, in Santo Domingo, in the campo, they were building tirapiedras. That's slingshots. Like, the shit que tira piedra, like, yeah, with the rubber band.
You learned that shit from scat.
I learned
from
that shit in DR. So, like, ellos, they would grab, like, tree twigs, like, los ramos del árbol, and they would find the perfect one, and then they put rubber bands around it. And then they would use it to throw rocks. So, when it was my turn to build mine, el mío no salió bien. So, cuando yo agarro la piedra, que lo pongo ahí para tirarlo, le ha caído al primo mío en la cabeza.
Yeah,
bang, yo, yo le partí el caco al primo mío. When I saw blood, I'm like, aquí me quedé yo en Santo Domingo.
Diablo,
yo no vuelvo para Nueva York.
Never again.
Yo, when his dad found out, when my uncle found out that I did that to him, he came and grabbed me by the hand.
Yeah, I can already tell what happened.
Él me llevó para una mata de guandule. Oye.
Was he talking to you when
yeah,
he was
no, like, ven, ven, normal? Sí, de la mano, él me agarró, ven, ven, yo te quiero llevar allí. Y dice, ven, yo te quiero llevar allí un rato. He took me to una mata de guandule.
Oh, man.
He looks at the mata en guandule and he's like, ¿cuál de esas ramas te gustan a ti?
¡Diablo!
¿Cuál de esas ramas están más bonitas?
¿Cuál de esas correas te gusta más?
Yo, pendejo, I picked the branch con lo que, la que tiene los más guandules.
Los guandules y verdes.
Yeah, like, that one got more guandules, that one's nice. So he's like, okay, coge ese machete y córtala. Quítale las ramas al árbol. So, bad, I'm there fucking taking my... I'm like, oh, shit.
Tú de pendejo ahí dando.
Yeah, I'm hype. Like, damn, yo estoy ayudando a esta gente a cocinar hoy. Hoy vamos a comer guandules con arroz.
You forgot about the whole situation.
I forgot about the whole situation. So he tells me to sit en un tronco, in a tree trunk. Siéntate ahí, hazme el favor. Yo, when I look back, and I look back at him, he had the branch like this, and he started swinging at my knees.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, is this legal? Like, yo, he's hitting me with a tree bench. Like, tú sabes, con un árbol. Like, he's hitting me with a tree. Like, you only, yo todavía tengo la marca. Like, it's right here. It's right here. I still have the... That was number one. That was the biggest.
Damn, that sucks. Cause they'd be like, "Yo, pick your favorite one," and you be here like bro, the stupid ass, like, "They all like that one."
I'm confused, cause you're not my dad. You didn't raise me. I'm visiting, like, I'm from a whole different country.
Like, if you make a mistake in DR, like, you the favorite,
like,
whatever.
Like, confianza.
Or like, even if you go to DR, tu viaja, te no te dan golpe.
No.
They treat you like you're the fucking king or queen type of shit.
And then the second time they hit me, this one's funny. This one's a funny story, right? So you know, like. When I started school, I didn't know English because I was raised like by my aunt, my grandmother, none of them spoke English. So I started ESL. So like I was having trouble with the English class or whatever. But when it came to math class, right? Like they would say 1 + 1, 2 + 2, 3 + 3, all that shit. And that I wasn't getting it. Yo no le estaba llegando a la matemática. Like the shit didn't make sense to me. So, tú sabes que los padres de uno siempre le daban golpe a uno cuando uno le llevaba una tarea y ellos no sabían the answer. Like,
why the fuck you trying to get me to do your homework?
Yeah, like, tú no eres el que está yendo a la escuela, maldito bruto. Entonces, ¿tú quieres que yo te haga la tarea? All right. So, my aunt, one day, I brought her a math homework, and then she brings out beans. Like, habichuela crua. She pulls out beans and she puts them on the desk.
That's
fancy, nigga.
Yeah, like, yo.
Usted
tiene hambre, tía. ¿Qué es esto?
That's Dominican
shit. My Mexican ass, they used to give me tortillas.
So the question was 4 + 5, right? So she takes 4 beans and 5 beans and she tells me to count them all. So 9 beans, right? So that's the answer. I'm like, oh, shit. This is the right way to do math. Like,
hey, yo,
así es que hace con la bichuela es lo que le faltaba a la matemática.
Hey,
avance tecnológico.
El avance, la bichuela. So, you know what I did the next day? I went, yo agarré un puño de habichuela cruda, me la enché los bolsillos y me fui para mi escuela. y me fui para mi escuela.
Like, you took beans to school?
I was, yes.
I was, yo. The best. Like, yo, you not doing that.
Yo, I was mad hype. I'm like, yo, yo, I'm going to put these motherfuckers on. I'm going to put my teacher on. I'm going to put my friends on. This is how you're going to do math, right? So when we doing the do now, like, it's like the first thing you do, like the warm-up shit. So she writes the questions on the board, right? I pull out my beans. I put them on my desk.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. No. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So I'm doing my shit. I'm doing my shit. And then I finish first because I got my beans. Like, I got the magic bean stock here. Like,
I'm smarter.
So my teacher finds it weird because I've never been good at math. Like, yo nunca servio. So she comes over to check my work and she sees the beans on my desk.
No.
Yeah, so she's like, what
she's
the
like, what and then she, nigga
and I'm
doing?
Like, yo le estoy explicando. Like, no, maestra, con la bichuela que se cuenta.
And then
I'm trying to defend it. I'm trying to defend it. I'm like, maestra, mire, y si la respuesta da más de 10? Yo no me tengo 10 dedos. So it only makes sense to have beans.
Hey, préstame tu dedo.
So, like, she took that shit as offensive. Like, I disrespect for her. So she called my house.
Wow.
Like, usted sabe que su hijo trajo habichuela aquí y me dijo que yo soy una bruta, que si yo qué, que si cuando. When I got home.
Yo, teachers be exaggerated.
Yo, when I got home, bro.
Teachers be exaggerated.
Me esperaron con el cubo de habichuela para darme con el cubo de habichuela.
Diablo.
Yo, like, it wasn't my fault. Wasn't my fault. Like, my aunt showed me how to count with beans. I took the beans to school. Dime.
Trying to be a smart ass. Yo, the second time I got hit, yo, it was funny as fuck. Because, you know, when you first come to this country, whatever, you don't have insurance for at least, like, 3 months. And shit. So, yo tenía dos muelas que me estaban molestando. And, like, when I will eat, the food will go inside of it and I'll start bleeding OD.
Ew.
So my dad was like, yo, I'm gonna make an appointment for you. Your stepmom's gonna take you and you know, they're gonna take it out. I'm thinking, you know, like, oh, they're just gonna take it out, whatever. Like the same way they would take a teeth out. Tú sabes que te ponen el hilo y después te lo jalan. So I'm thinking,
pero
oh,
pasan de una puerta.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like mad fast. Cuando yo veo que ya saqué esa inyección, dije, para dormirme la ansía.
The jeringa,
yeah. Oh. I look at that shit like, yo, whoa, that wasn't part of the deal. So my dad already, yo,
I signed a contract, bitch.
Right? Like, my dad signed some papers in here type of shit. That wasn't included. So I'm thinking like, yo, what the fuck is this? So yo agarré y me fui. El papá mío había pagado $200 porque yo no tenía de seguro.
Ay, Jesús.
Y yo agarro y me voy. Cuando yo estoy caminando, que estoy llegando a mi casa, me está esperando el papá mío con una correa. Y la hermana mía estaba en el cuarto de ella. She's older than me. Y cuando yo llego, el papá mío me dice, ¿te sacaste la muela? Y yo, ay, no, papi, porque ese jeringuilla era muy grande. Y dice, está bien que yo te voy a enseñar ahora.
Yo te la voy a sacar.
He started whooping my ass, yo. My sister got in the middle to defend me. Hasta esa le di en
hasta
golpe,
ella
yo.
Le di.
Have you ever got
yo,
whipped?
So yo, views got hit por no tener seguro médico.
No, because he couldn't get a refund from the $200.
Yo, have you ever got
qué
whipped?
Gracia.
Have you ever got whipped so hard y como quiera te mandan para atrás para que tú hagas la cosa?
Yo, I had to go next day to do that shit, though.
Nah, I've gotten hit. Like, a mí me dan golpe. Después a mí me dan golpe. Hate. And then, like, if you cry, it's worse. And if you laugh, it's worse. Like, you gotta
because
show...
Because después que te dan, te dicen que te calles. Con un mismo que ya con este dolor.
Te voy a dar para que tú llores con gusto.
Sí.
Porque tú llores con gusto.
Yo no sé cómo... Like, nowadays, you do that and you go to jail. Like, they take your kids away, you go to jail.
Go to jail
now. One time, my dad said, Emma, te voy a dar golpe para que tú me llames la policía.
Yo, la like, tía mía llamó a la policía. Tú quieres policía, toma, 911. I hung up. Because as kids, as kids, we're terrified. Like,
I got nephews, bro. My nephew was, yo, I told him, he disrespected me completely.
Yo, my nephew said that
right?
shit one time.
And he was like, yo, you can't hit me. I was like, says who? I'm your uncle. I'm like your father. He was like, no, you can't by the law. Que lo que? Venga, aquí te voy a coger con los
yo, y te dan con más gusto ahí.
And then I called his father. I was like,
you know
yo,
what happened?
Tú sabes lo que me salvó a mí, views, before you go into it? I learned in school, like, you know, they teach you, like, remember dare to resist drug and violence and that shit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The tiger shit, the shirt with the D-A-R-E. En esa misma clase te dijeron, like, yo, if anybody ever puts your hands on you, call the cops. Y ellos te van a salvar.
Sí.
So cada vez que a mí me amenazaban con el golpe, yo agarraba el teléfono. Dame.
Oh, dame.
Pero lo
que, minutos.
Lo que pasa que con los padres latinos is that they don't care. Like, they'll call the cops for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. One time, my cousin disrespected the shit out of my uncle. Y él agarró y le dijo, ¿tú quieres ir para Santo Domingo? Y en el aeropuerto, mira, le dio esa pela delante de todo el mundo. Y dije, llámamela ahora a la policía, llámamela.
Es, aterrizando allá.
No, as soon as they left the airport, you know, that little hallway where you feel like, oh, I'm famous.
The walkway.
Yeah. Right there, cuando llegó, se quitó la correa, mira, y le comenzó a dar enfrente a todo el mundo. Llámamela a la policía ahora que te van a salvar.
Lo amé.
Yo, sí, I can't lie, that was the funniest shit ever because her sister recorded that shit. So I was just at home, like,
I
want
to see that. We want to see the video.
Like, I'm gonna ask her to send it to me. That shit's like 5 years old. Girl. I want to see that.
Piggyback into the nephews. Do y'all think children from now is like overprivileged?
OD and spoiled as fuck. I had to start working at 12. Like, kids nowadays start working like at fucking 12.
They're way more
prone at 12. That's child labor.
They're way more protected and they know it. Like, they know that. They have the law.
You will be able to work at 12 years old under the table before. Yeah. When I first got here, I started working at fucking 12.
Pero
and I would go to work with my sister, so she would work there, so they took me into...
Cuando yo cumplí los 13 años, yo fui a buscar un trabajo. ¿Y tú sabes el trabajo que me dieron a mí? Like, with no papers. I was in a pharmacy looking for rats.
What?
Yeah.
Like, ratones, coño.
Porque en esa
un gato,
like
un
my job was because they used to like the rats used to get in and they used to eat like the candy section. So my job was when I was finished with school, I would go and I would look like, for marks of the rats and find the rats and like grab them and shit. Yeah, los padres me no importa, like they didn't give a fuck, like.
But that's bad because if they bite you, it's over.
Yo, Rafreezy, what you think? Like, do you think like kids are overprivileged right now?
Oh,
now,
yeah,
now that you can
of
see
course.
That you at that level and you can see everything.
No, it sucks because I can't. It sucks because you know, I go outside, I want to play basketball. These kids are, you know, in their tablets and shit nowadays. You know,
back all they know how to say, suck my dick, motherfucker. Fuck
yo,
your
facts.
Bitch. Yo, they badass kids now. Estos muchachos de hoy son malos.
Yeah, and color yo.
And the Dominican kids.
Like my nephew's 4 years old and that nigga got the habit of like, once you tell him something, he goes. What? Yeah. Bitch, I will fuck you like, up.
Yo,
when I was
like,
younger,
who the fuck
when
you
I was
think
younger,
you stepping on like that, nigga?
Yeah. When I was younger, my sister used to envy me because obviously she used to hate that I was the youngest person. So un día me cargó. And you know when you out of the country, the steps is made out of concrete.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
ella agarró, she was walking down the stairs y me tiró. So oh. I felt that
no
first.
Wonder because the fight of pilot tornillo,
that's why he's out here licking TV.
Like, this is real story. Like, yo, like, yo, and when I cursed her out, like, in Mexican shit, like, yo,
no mames, chingona, que cabronada que estás haciendo. No mames,
like,
puta madre, que chingonadas me hiciste, güey.
So from there, like, I got my ass whipped for saying that, and then my sister got her ass whipped for just dropping
damn,
me.
Damn, how you get two?
The kids from DR, cuando vienen, que son malísimos.
Yo, OD.
They be looking at you, te dicen.
Con su maldita madre.
Ellos dicen, pásame la juca.
Yo,
11 años, pásame la hoca.
Bro, when I was 11, 12 years old, I was worried about getting home to watch Power Rangers.
Yo,
watch fucking
Kids WB on Saturdays.
Yeah, remember Cyber Chase?
Yeah.
Like all
and
these
you know
shows.
Oh, so you didn't have cable?
Nah, I had three channels.
We had three channels. Telemundo, Univision, y el Muñequito.
And the Simpson channel, Channel 5.
Fucking box, bro.
Ayer eran a las 5.
Oh, and 13, PBS Kids. That's it.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I feel like when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to do shit, and it's crazy because I have a 10-year-old nephew, and this nigga gets to do everything he wants.
Facts.
Cuando yo tenía 10 años, si yo no estaba en la casa mía a las 4, oye, me contaban la hora de yo llegar a la escuela.
Ay, ay, ay.
Y si yo no estaba, si yo sacaba 3 minutos de que to stop in the store, I would get my ass whooped.
Y como quiera saliste mal.
Yo, and you know what's crazy nowadays?
Pues
if you I learned this from my youth. If you like too strict with your kids, te van a salir peor que tú dándole freedom.
Por eso que a Viu ahora le gusta que le den golpe.
No, first of all, el hombre que me ponga la mano, better pray for himself.
Tú sabes de lo que yo estoy hablando.
The first nigga, yo, listen. The first nigga that was my boyfriend and last nigga to ever touch me got stabbed, and that's on set.
I feel like.
But I'm talking about like
you
want to
know why? Because I feel like as a woman. When I was little, I used to get hit for no reason.
Preach.
So not that you hit me because I posted a picture. You're bugging.
But I'm talking about something else. Like you don't like getting like slapped around.
I like getting thrown.
You don't like getting choked and shit?
I like getting choked. Sometimes I'll be like, yo, I'm out of breath, but fuck, keep choking me.
I'm about to die. Take me to my creator, nigga.
Yeah.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to our sponsor Melvin HNYC, el joyero de tu joyero.
El que no tiene brillando.
El que no tiene brillando a todito. A Víctor todavía le falta hacer una cubana.
Y la mami me
a
falta
Views
también.
A Views también la tenemos que poner ready. Rafisi,
I'm sorry. Diablo.
Tú no eres de... I'm sorry, Rafisi. A ti te podemos conseguir un par de argollitos.
Padre Ratico. Padre Ratono por ahí.
Yo estoy bien con eso. Yo estoy bien con eso.
El perro.
I need to get sponsored, guys. Like, what's up? I'm on the show. I'm the face of the show. And y'all still don't got me, like...
Es verdad. Nos va a robar el show. Views un día de estos vamos a llegar y vamos a encontrar el candado del estudio cambiado y ella queda adentro con seis otros tigres haciendo un show diferente.
El día que tú me hagas eso, Views.
Nos matamos todito a golpes.
A golpe.
A Nueva York primero, porque he's been thinking about changing me.
I'm bringing my father's
me.
Belt.
Nigga said, which belt you like better?
Nah, I'm bringing the one that he marked me with.
Nigga said, I'm going to mark you today so you can get a horse too.
That pony, that stallion on that shit.
Hey, yo. Yo, y'all want to hear the story about how I saw Rafizi's dick?
Yo, yeah. I definitely want to
hear
that.
Oh, yeah, facts. You still haven't told me that.
I definitely want to hear this.
Look wow. How he looks at me. Look how he looks at me.
Whatever. You can say it. I don't care. You just say it.
You say it, and then I say
no,
my
no,
side.
No, you say it. No, you
nah,
say
nah,
it.
Nah, nah, nah. Sometimes there's two sides of the story, but I want to hear Nova Jones. All
right.
Yes, nah,
it sounds more believable because he's so little, you know, sometimes can right. Lie.
No, pues, coño, como
little lies.
Nigga
throws little
no, lies. No, como Nueva York es grande, ve de todo de arriba, yo quiero ver lo que él, I want to see what he sees. Like,
you going to break
it. I want to see from his perspective, you know.
Oh, that's
basically
that's
you ain't
that's
shit.
That's
el filósofo, el
you
filósofo.
See, I'm so little, I can't see the world right.
Chiquito ahora.
All right, so... Cuando Rafizi era un poco menos maduro, you know, like he wasn't as mature as he is now. Rafizi, before, like when everything was open, like before coronavirus, that I used to host every weekend.
Corona.
Y hacía show every week, every weekend.
Invitaba.
I was out. Rafizi was always there in my hostings, in the clubs and shit.
Supported. So, supported.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Yeah,
tú estabas ahí lambiendo hookah y
ron. Y
patrón. Y tú no, dime, y tú no.
Yo no.
Cállate la boca,
yo
dime,
no.
Coño.
Yo soy pago.
Oye.
Yo, Rafizi, nos vamos para Rumble in the Bronx.
Paqueando, oye, paqueando en el carro de Nueva York, no es pagando.
¡Cállense, todo! Cuéntame los micrófonos, me favor.
Habló mamá, habló mamá.
Sigue,
entonces,
sigue, Victoria, coño.
Cuando Rafizi se vio en esa vida, recién llegado de Miami, de que, oh, pile de mujeres, haciéndonos coro, ua. Rafizi dijo, yo, I got a good size dick, so what I'm gonna do is, yo voy a poner el huevo mío de screensaver.
Oh, no.
What? Yeah, I remember that.
Hey. Yo, why would you do that shit, yo? Nigga said, bitch is gonna find out how big
find
my
out
dick
soon.
Is today.
They're gonna find out one way or another. So every time before we used to go out, every time before we used to go out, that Rafizi would know that we would go out, yeah. He would put his dick as the screensaver on his phone.
Yeah.
Right? So, and like this time, it happened twice in one time. This time happened twice. This time, it happened twice in one night, right? So, yeah. Rafizi, we in the club or whatever. It was a Thursday, I believe, in El 27, con mi hermano Di.
Shout out to Pinal.
So, we sit, right? We got our table. We got our bottles. And then next to us, there's these fine-ass girls. Una mujerona, mira.
Hecha.
Más grande para Rafizi.
Natural, bonita,
diablo,
bonita.
Sí, como que me gusta.
Pero Rafizi no dañó la noche. ¿Tú sabes por qué? Wow. Rafizi goes over to them and be like, yo, mommy, you wanna know the time? Entonces, la mujer es confundida. The women are confused. Like, yo, why is this nigga coming up to me? Like, imagine he had Rafizi, right? This little person, Rafizi's a little person, coming up to you asking if you want to see the time. So they didn't want to be disrespectful. So they was like, yeah, all right, fine. Well, like, why you want to show us the time? And then Rafizi goes like this, right? All you see is the girls do this. Like, put their fucking hands in their forehead.
Bruh.
Yo, Rafizi le enseñó el huevo a esta mujer on the phone.
Dios, no way, for real?
Yo, he fucked up the whole night right there, because esa mujer, estos son unos perversos, estos tigres lo que andan.
Damn, all of us look bad now, damn.
Yo, like, so we were next to, so whatever, like, we're like, fuck it, you know, there will be other nights for us to talk to girls, whatever. So we were right next to where the securities are, where the security stands, right?
Oh, yeah.
Los seguridad. So, aprendieron las luces, ya todo el mundo para su casa, ¿no verdad? So, el seguridad comes to us, right? The security guard comes to us. And, yo, he's like, yo, ¿quién tiene la hora aquí? And then, Rafizi parece que se le olvidó lo que él tiene el celular. So, Rafizi's like, I got you. Rafizi saca el celular y se lo enseña al seguridad. Yo, el seguridad voció. And the music stopped perfectly. La música paró, el seguridad ve el celular de Rafizi y nada más dice... ¡Qué maldito huevo! Yo, ladies and gentlemen, that has been episode 3 of No Speaking English Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Yes. Victor Lee, sign us out. Jula, thank you. Views, thank you. Rafizi, thank you for joining us on the table.
For joining. For real, it was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me. Tú eres del show. Oye, ahora, thank you for having me.
It was a short experience, bro. Thank you.
Ah, bro, tuve. Por eso que nunca vamos a progresar.
Follow us on Instagram.
No Speak English
make
Podcast.
Make sure to go watch on YouTube our podcast. Oof. And make sure to stay tuned for our next podcast.
Where can they follow you, Views? Where can they follow you?
Follow me on Instagram at viewsformommy_. And you can find Mr. Nova York in my house.
Hey! 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 Yeah! Yeah! Ya me involucró.
Yo, Rafizi, de una palabra ahí, de una palabra.
This is a nice, you know, a nice
yo, Rafizi, show. Thank you for joining us, bro. I love you. You know, it's always love you, my little brother. Where can they find you?
Oh, they can find me on Rafizi or the guy with the big mojón. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, big huevo. Thank you, Victor, for producing our show.
Thank you, Victor. Jula, where can they find you?
Yo, follow me. La mujer te deja por celosa.
Coño, pero es verdad que uno no puede hablar. Yo, I feel your pain, Victor. Coño. Nah, but you can follow me.
I don't even follow him.
Wow. Ya, vámonos, coño, que tengo sueño. Jula.
Yo, hambre. Ustedes me deben un show.
Okay.
You can follow me at J.S_hookah. Once again, anything you need, anything you want, let me know. I deliver hookahs y nos fuimos. Oh, my number, 917-736-4084. Mándame foto de su mujer. 917-736-4084.
Rafizi, I really remember that shit.
VO 13 Films, where can we find you? Yeah, pa' salirnos de aquí.
VO 13 Films.
Everywhere.
Hey, where can we find your girl?
Yeah, sácanos de aquí.
I know speak English. I know say English. Si me dicen how are you, yo le digo yes.
Yeah.